Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Gillette is working on getting the construction underway on 12th Street done before the start of school. County 17 reports the city is waiting for their contractor to finish their work, and then they'll push hard to make sure the traffic around Campbell County High School is affected as little as possible. Gillette PD looking for a man who broke into a home in the Fox Park area near Camplex while the owners were in it yesterday morning. The man confronted the owners and fled on foot. He was wearing a red hoodie, baggy khaki pants, appeared to be slender, clean-shaven, and had a short, buzzed haircut. Gillette PD says if the suspect is seen, please call 911. The Gillette Fishing Lake continues to be under a harmful blue-green algae advisory. Contact with the water by humans and pets and fishing are not advised. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Suicide Prevention Coalition and a number of local businesses are partnering in a campaign to raise awareness of the availability of suicide prevention resources and information. According to the News Record, local businesses will be placing two window stickers on storefronts that have information on local hotlines and resources, as well as national sources for help. The one-year anniversary of Gillette College becoming an independent college district is on the 17th. There'll be a celebration on the school's back patio from 5 to 8 p.m. with food trucks, live music, and brand-new Gillette College merchandise will be available. The Campbell County Sportsman's Candidate Forum is this evening from 5 to 7:30 at the Campbell County Public Library, hosted by the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership and the Wyoming Wildlife Federation. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.